I will read as it is, chapter 15, the Yoga of the Supreme Person, text number 15. Savasita Riddhi Sanavishto.
Savasita Riddhi Sanavishto.
Matasmriti Jnanam Aponam Cha.
Matasmriti Jnanam Aponam Cha.
Vidaisha Savarana Veva Vego.
Vidaisha Savarana Veva Vego.
Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Eva Shaham.
Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Eva Shaham.
Sarvasya,
Sarvasya,
of all living beings,
of all living beings,
cha,
and
aham,
I,
pretty,
in the heart,
sadhishta,
situated,
ataham,
from me,
smriti,
remembrance,
jnanam,
knowledge,
Abhonam, forgetfulness,
Sha,
and
Devai,
by the Vedas, Sha,
also,
Sarvai,
all,
Aham,
I am,
Eva,
certainly,
Vedaha, knowledgeable, Vedanta Krit,
the
compiler of Vedanta,
Veda
Vid, the knower of the Vedas,
Eva,
certainly,
Cha,
and
Aham,
alive. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I was seated in everyone's heart, and for me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the Kapala Vedanta. I am the knower of the Vedas. Please repeat. I am seated in everyone's heart.
I am seated in everyone's heart.
And for me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That
all the Vedas
I am to be known.
I am to be known.
Indeed.
I am
the compiler of Vedanta.
And I am the
knower
of the Vedas.
Purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from him that all activities are initiated. The living entity begets everything of his past life. He has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is the witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him. Remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus, the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards to give improved results. He is worshipable not only as an impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality Godhead and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to prepare people so that they can promptly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. Commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity, and the giver of knowledge in the form of the Vedas, and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. As God is all good, God is all all-merciful. Antapravisha Shasta Jnana. Livyandi forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does Livyandi enjoy or suffer in this world, according to the dictation from the Supreme Lord, situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. When a serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? A living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yo so sarvai vedai gyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By the performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of Vedic philosophy, and worship of the Lord and devotional service, he is attained. If for the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing it. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra 114 attained confirms this in the following words. Tat tu samanvaya. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing the different processes when approach him, and the one can obtain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined. So the verse again, Sarvasya Janam Ridhi Sanavishto Matakshvitir Jnana Maponam Cha Vedai Chesavaram Eva Vedigyo Vedanta Krit Vedavit Eva Chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and the knower of the Vedas. Sometimes there's a discussion about where the jiva came from, or whether we came from the spiritual world, or we came from the Brahma Jyoti, or we come from Slovenia. But actually, we're never apart from Krishna, because as explained here, right now, we can't do anything without Krishna's help. In order to observe this world, we need Krishna to inform us what's going on. In other words, Krishna has to supply all of the entities, including ourselves, intelligence, because without intelligence we can't understand things. And he also supplies the three modes of material nature and the intelligence to understand what they are and what's going on. In other words, material nature is supplied by Krishna, the three modes are supplied by Krishna, and Krishna's super soul in our heart gives us remembrance and knowledge and forgetfulness. Just like if we want to remember something, either the remembrance comes or it doesn't come. And if it doesn't come, I mean, some memories will be there. Sometimes we want to remember something we can, and sometimes we want to forget something we can. Sometimes we try to understand things we can, and sometimes we can't understand anything. And sometimes the realization, the understanding, some realization comes spontaneously and suddenly we understand things much more clearly. So who's supplying that? That's the question. Are we doing it ourselves? Because if we were doing it ourselves, why don't we just remember whatever we want to? Have a little cabinet in our brain and store everything we want to remember. And when we want to remember it, we just go to that little cabinet and search for it and find it and then we find it, then we can remember. So who's actually directing the wanderings of all living entities? As Krishna says, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantarudani Maya. The Supreme Lord is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material nature. Krishna has already explained that we're not this body, and therefore we can understand that the different combinations and permutations of material nature are actually not ourselves. Just like we're not this table, I don't think anyone's going to, or you're sitting there on the floor, does anyone say I'm on the floor? Does anyone think that they're the floor? And, you know, if you deal with this, some people with white coats waiting outside for you. People would not think it was quite rational if we say we're the floor. But what's the difference between our body and the floor? It's made out of the same elements. The floor has some solidity, like this table has some solidity. It has some water, which keeps it together. It has some fire, otherwise it would be freezing. There must be some warmth in the floor. And there's some air. There's some very slight movement in the floor. And there's, of course, space. So that's the same elements that are in our body. But we don't think we're the floor. We don't think we're the wall. So similarly, the body is just another experience we're having. We think this body is always changing. So along with the changing body, we have a changing experience. Our subtle and gross bodies always change, and so our gross and subtle experiences are always changing. But we're not changing. But in order to understand this, we require knowledge. Just like if you told a dog, you're not your body, what would he do? Hopefully he wouldn't get angry and bite you. Get insulted. What do you mean I'm not this body? But the dog is also a soul and a body, a changing body, but he can't understand. But a human being should have intelligence, we have to be able to understand how the body is changing, but how the person within the body is not changing. Now we should also be able to understand that there's another person in everyone's heart giving us intelligence. Just like a little ant crawling on the ground, the ant is looking for sugar. Of course, this year I didn't see very many ants. They seem to have given up on us. Did you see very many ants this year? Last summer, they were kind of... Usually my room is full of ants. They come in pilgrimage.
They're in pizzeria, no?
What's that?
They're in pizzeria. They're down in pizzeria, some of them.
What?
Ants have come out in pizzeria.
The down where?
In the down kitchen.
Oh, they're in the kitchen. Well, I guess they figure they're getting better service down in the kitchen than in my room. They finally figured it out. I'm sure they had a much better time in the kitchen. I wasn't very kind to them. In any case, Krishna's giving the ants intelligence. That's why they went down to the kitchen. I mean, want to eat. The devotees usually don't come to my room to eat. They go to the kitchen. So the ants finally figured it out by Krishna's mercy. So still, if we want to find the Mahasri, Krishna will also give us the intelligence, but not as much intelligence as he'll give to an ant. So all of the entities are being supplied by Krishna with intelligence, and also an ant. If an ant thought that in my previous lifetime I was a multi-billionaire ruling a planet, and now I'm an ant, it'd actually be quite depressed. You'd see a very depressed ant. Don't be so, what's wrong, my dear little ant? My God, look at my position now. I lost everything. I had such good investments. I worked so hard. everything was going right now and then, my God, is there a God? How did this happen to me? I was a good person. Now and then, this is unfair. I want a refund. So, if the ant was remembering what its past life was, it would become very depressed. And if we couldn't forget what our past life was like, we'd become quite depressed too. If we remembered all the time what we were doing in the past, how could we be a devotee? So Krishna's giving all of the entities remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, including ourselves. So there's another person in our heart with us, and he's acting like a father that gives direction to the son, or the teacher gives direction to the student. So that teacher, that father for everyone, is the super soul within our heart, guiding all of the entities, including ourselves. Now the problem is that we take credit for what we're remembering, or what we think we know. But actually, if we recognize it's the super soul who's guiding us and giving us the required remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, then we have much more appreciation for Krishna. If we can't appreciate Krishna, who's helping us at every moment, and how he's helping us, how are we going to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The person is so close to us, giving us so much remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, then how, if we don't appreciate that, how are we going to appreciate how Krishna's put the sun in the sky, how he's put the moon in the sky, how he's supplying water to quench our thirst? But we can't appreciate how Krishna, who's right next to us in the heart, how he's helping us. How are we going to appreciate how Krishna is doing so many other things for us? Therefore, we should recognize and acknowledge that there's no combination possible of material elements that will produce life. And on the other hand, for us to understand that requires the help of the super soul. That Krishna is so kind, he's giving us knowledge, and if we accept real knowledge, it'll help, he'll remind us of who we actually are and what's actually going on here. And then we can desire to act appropriately. Because unless we see things properly, how can we desire to act appropriately? So therefore we can see that there are three things in this world. There's matter, there's spirit, and there's super spirit. So our free will actually consists in either orientating our desire towards the ignorant misconception of misidentifying ourselves with this gross and subtle body, or orientating ourselves with the true conception of identifying ourselves as the servant of the servant of Krishna, and acting accordingly. Now we cannot imagine that the Supreme Spirit, Super Soul, who's in everyone's heart, his only activity is simply supplying knowledge and forgetfulness and remembrance to the conditioned soul. He must have some other activities beyond this material energy. And those are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna has another abode, the spiritual abode, where he's engaged in ever-blissful pastimes with his ever-liberated associates. And therefore the Bhagavad Gita says, Bhavanam janmanamante, jnanamam prapadyate, vasudeva sarvamiti, sarvahatma sadurava. After passing through many births and deaths, one who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is actually rare. In other words, to actually accept the intelligence of Krishna consciousness, which Krishna is very happy to give us, requires going through a lot of experience in the material world and giving up the idea that it would be nice to become the supreme here, the controller and the enjoyer, and more or less become the nimitra matram bhavasavasa chin, try to become Krishna's instrument. And try to pray to Krishna for the intelligence so that we can make advance in devotional service. That our, as Prahlad Maharaj said, his only actual desire, the only benediction he wanted, is how to become more steady and more enthusiastic about service. And that's what Krishna wants to give us, the intelligence of how to become more steady and more enthusiastic in our service to Krishna. And that's the whole goal of the Vedas. Yomam eva masamudo janati purushottama sasara vipajante mam sarabhava nivarada. This is the most, one who knows who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service without any doubt. Iti guyatma shastram idam yukva mayanaga ekam budva budhimatsa krita krita svarada. That this is the most confidential part of all of Vedic literature. That anyone who knows this will become wise and his endeavors will know perfection. So don't tell anyone this is supposed to be confidential knowledge. Don't tell anyone that service to Krishna is the most confidential part of knowledge. If it gets too much known, then everyone's going to engage in devotional service. And we can't feel proud that we're devotees anymore. Because everyone's going to be a devotee. We'll just be an ordinary devotee, not a superstar.
Who can understand that?
There won't be anyone to look down upon, because all we'll only have people to look up to. Then our whole invention of the material world becomes God will be destroyed. But this is the confidential part of knowledge. Luckily, even if we tell people about it, they won't accept it. So it's so confidential that even if you show it to people and explain it to them, they still won't accept it because it's too confidential. It's like a secret that even if you shout it, no one will hear it. Oh, we're trying to get people to it. We're trying to just, by the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of our acharyas and Krishna, we're trying to distribute this most confidential knowledge. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya comes and tries to force people to become Krishna conscious through the loud chanting of Hare Krishna. And the most confidential knowledge is to engage in service to Krishna, to associate with Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is forcing people to associate with Krishna, even they don't want to, by the loud chanting of the holy names. Because people cover their ears sometimes. They try to avoid the holy name. But still the devotees just chant louder. Just like that famous story of Hiranyakashipu. You know, Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal and rule over all the demigods, the whole universe. So he went with to perform austerities in a holy place, and he began his austerities standing on the tip of his toes, and he was going to fast for 120 years of the demigods until he got the mercy of Brahma to make him immortal. But the demigods heard about that, and Narada Muni and Parvati Muni agreed that they spoil Hiranyakashipu's austerity. So they became two sparrows. And when Hiranyakashipu was standing with his arms upraised, then the two sparrows came and a loud voice started to chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the last thing that Hiranyakashipu wanted to hear, so he took a rock and threw it at the birds. They flew away and went back to his austerity. So again, with his arms upraised, trying to, you know, meditate on Brahman or something, the sparrows came again, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, and in a loud voice. So Hiranyakashipu's mind became very disturbed, took another rock and threw it at them. So this went on all day long. Hiranyakashipu was trying to go into his austerity. The birds are coming, chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. he's throwing rocks at them. And he said, oh, forget it, it's been a terrible day. You know, so it's very tomorrow. So his mind was so agitated because he was, all he could think about was Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. All he could think about was Vasudeva. It's the thing was going through his mind. He couldn't forget Vasudeva, his worst enemy. So he went home and he thought, well, let me enjoy with my wife, maybe I'll forget. So that night he tried to enjoy with his wife, and because he was thinking about Vasudeva the whole time, Ivra Prahlada Maharaj was born. Because he was thinking about Krishna when he conceived his son. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. People don't want to hear about Krishna. Narada Muni's mercy, Parvati Muni's mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is following the same thing. Getting us loudly chant Hare Krishna. So people can help but remember Krishna to some extent. And that's the whole purpose of the Vedas. That's the whole thing. That's why we're struggling so hard. Somehow or another, remember Krishna. That's why the deities so nicely have come, the holy name has come, these books have come, even prasadam has come. So somehow or another, we can remember Krishna and make some advance. And that's the whole simple philosophy of Krishna consciousness. That's why Krishna is trying to help us. Beep, beep, I'm here, remember me. That's keep quiet. You got other things to do. Don't disturb me. No, I want to help. No, stop. But in some way or another, we can, by hook or crook, we remember Krishna, and then our life will become successful. And we'll eventually we'll find out how sweet Krishna is, how lovable Krishna is, and we won't be able to forget him even if we want to. Like the gopis. They're angry at Krishna, seemingly angry at Krishna sometimes. They want to forget him. But Krishna is so sweet, they have so much love for him. Even if they want to forget him, they can't do it. And now we're trying to remember Krishna. Even if we want to, we can't do it. But one day, by purification, by advancement, experience, we'll also come to that platform where Krishna will become so sweet, the memories of him, associated with him, that will be impossible to forget him. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? I was deeply absorbed in meditating on Krishna. Before everyone was sneezing and coughing, no one asked for a question. Everyone gets into deep silence, meditating on what they ask. Okay, Krishna didn't supply any questions. Thank you very much. Friend Raj, my Bhagavad Gita, Gita.